Great. We have a lot to work with. What I think I'd like to do next, there are many, many things to respond to, but I thought maybe we could put some things in order in terms of at least what comes next. And let's start with time. And I thought to make use of our classic aids and...
Lee, you're supposed to bring the microphone with you so you can be recorded.
Thank you. Okay. So among the things that are relevant, and I think that this point we have to get to, and it may be that it's the next point, okay, is the nature of time, because as more than one person said, without a view of the nature of time, we cannot have a clear idea of what it means for laws to be time varying. Simon, you said that you'd like some flexibility in the nature of time. And I at some point I'm going to push you on that, because my sense is that we have too much flexibility. That is, in those of us who think about space and time and quantum theory and so forth, are continually bouncing back and forth between different possible views. There is the view that there is no time, that we can call it the Julian Barbara view. There is the view that time is essential and does go all the way down and must be there. As Richard Dawkins says, you know, the fact that there are two opposing views doesn't mean that the truth is in the middle. And and it may be that one is right and one is wrong, and we resolve through this discussion, that is, through understanding why we have to talk about changing laws, we also are forced to a view about time. So in any case, there's the issues of the nature of time, causality, this antinomy, if I can call it that.
Can you spell out what the antinomy is again, Lee?
Yes, Rupert?
Well, I wasn't going to answer that. But I had just a question about the order or a suggestion.
Sure.
Which would be especially useful to the non-physicists, non-scientists among us, which is whether we could have some part of the discussion among yourselves, physicists and scientists, about how you understand the way in which this issue of our meeting arises within natural science today, and especially within cosmology and biology.
Okay. So how evolving lies in physics, biology, can I just put the other fields down as well? Computer science, I think, is... let me make it more general. Computer, cognitive science.
Mm-hmm.
Logic and mathematics, which was something that I was about to put up, is something that, again, we have to talk about. We have to talk about Platonism. We have to talk about its... And this is a point that Simon has made. You don't have to be non-Platonic or Platonic about both science and mathematics. One could be Platonic about one and not the other, perhaps. But I'm actually not convinced of that, and I think that's another issue that I was going to put up, that Platonism, etc. And you said something about how arises in social theory, but we might want to hear more. Okay. Good. So that's a possible next point. Others?
Well, Lee, you know that I've thought about, and you and I have talked about, whether or not one can pre-state the space of possibilities. And I think that's deeply important. That's why I think biology can't be done that way.
Yes, and let me.
So the issue of the evolution of law is at least partly coupled with whether or not one knows ahead of time what the space of possibility is.
Can I make a suggestion, Lee?
Summarize this and get this done. So this is the point, Roberta, where you talked about the spectral, the ghosts.
So that issue seems to be the twin issue to this issue of the nature of time.
Yeah.
In a sense, they're the reverse sides of each other.
Right.
Yeah. And so from the physics point of view, the issue is this issue of the separation of laws and initial conditions, or the question of the way we traditionally do physics in Newton and quantum theory and general relativity, everything so far, is there is a pre-existing configuration space, your ghosts, your possible configurations, and evolution is a, here's some space of possible configurations, and evolution is a path through that, and a law is a rule to pick a path through that. And there is reason to question that, certainly in biology, and perhaps in physics, and
I'd have thought of social phenomena.
I think clearly Roberto has stated so. So I'm looking for a name for that issue. So the issue of, I don't know, pre-existence, this is the language that we tend to use, pre-existence of configuration space. And this is tied to the issue of math, as we'll discuss. And this is certainly something that we have to discuss. Good. Jared.
What I was just going to say is that my thought is maybe in terms of trying to complete the addition to the agenda, that might be a good thing to work on over lunch, and maybe what we should do just now, since we're about to have a coffee break, is settle on the next session, because I think there was just so much and it was so rich.
And
it might be a bit too much right now to do with the, I think maybe as a post coffee break discussion, I think it would be good to just choose one of the things to start on, and I think the nature of time that you started with might be a good one, because there are interesting differences, and it's a nice little starting point.
Let me though query whether for our non-physics experts, this might be the next thing.
You're more interested in the
I'm desperate to hear a little cosmological presentation.
Okay.
Just give us an anchor.
So emergence of evolving laws is the next one.
I think that
it is probably related.
Of every
sure
of course. Yes.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, probably if you ask the scientists to tell you what they think about that, they will end up telling you what's the issue of the nature of time. And
But then we'll have the nature of time in a particular context.
In a context, yeah.
Yes.
So,
rather than as a metaphysical discussion.
But that might have been kind of what you would have done anyway.
Roberto, let me just ask you, as a philosopher who has lapsed, can you remind me what in particular your antinomy was?
Of times?
I don't know. There was an antinomy that...
Yes, I didn't call it an antinomy.
No, brought in the Kantian categories. I noticed that.
All I said...
I'm remembering what you pointed to.
As we proceed along this track, it reveals, proceeding along this track, a disturbance in our understanding of time and causality. I called it a disturbance rather than an antinomy. And one side of the disturbance is this idea of time going all the way down, meaning that everything that happens in the world both happens under a set of regularities and has an effect on the transformation of the regularities. The regularities are not outside time, but they're afloat within time. And on some views, they are themselves the consequence. They are transformed by the events that are happening. So then the presuppositions of our causal judgments, being these laws, are also afloat. And we're familiar with this in the world of society, as in a transformation that takes place within a framework of institutions and rules, but has a transformative effect on the framework within which it takes place. So the idea of causal judgment, if it doesn't entirely fall apart, at least shrinks or shakes in some way. That's one side of the disturbance. Then the other side of the disturbance is, but if time is not real, if time is epiphenomenal, then really, from the standpoint of the stars, from in the eye of God, events are simultaneous. And then our idea of causation is just metaphorical, because causation supposes sequence. So it seems that our familiar idea of causation and of laws equivocates about the idea of time, and somehow supposes that time is real, but not radically real, that goes down, but not all the way down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, could I just get clear on actually the rules by which we're...
Yes.
The rules will no doubt change, but at least provisionally.
Yes.
Are we going to be interrupting each other for clarification or to register possible dissent? I mean,
Yes. From now on, if I trade off the chair, possibly to Jaron, will take... good care to note, I mean, a little hand going up works.
Right.
Yes, I mean, I wanted there to be some opening statements, but I think we want to be lively. And I think it's good to make, you know, I would like to discuss this next,
so
we don't divert the conversation.
Okay, I mean, let me just make that a bit more focused, because I've already found this on a number of occasions. And particularly with Roberto, you were very provocative, where it's not so much that I want to register dissent, but I want to register a point of leverage. And there's been two, actually, just now has happened. One of them is, Lee, you remarked on my flexibility with the question of time. I would just like to note that it may be a useful device, actually, for trying to make progress with these issues, to note where a conception or an antecedent conception of time is going to be relevant or is perhaps critical to a certain view that's been taken. And I would, as it were, like to assemble a variety of moments where the notion of time, some antecedent understanding of what is time, is germane, is critical, may drive a view. Because I think what we may find is a pattern emerges, I hope. So that's just one comment I wish to make at that point. Another, just to interrupt Roberto, I wanted to say, is it really a dichotomy that either time goes all the way down or time is not real? It is often presented as a dichotomy, but I'm, for one, rather distrustful of it. And I'm not sure if we all of us want to buy into that uncritically, at least. Let us be aware that there may be a third option there.
No, in fact, I take it that the established view is that there is a third option.
Well, very well, but you present your case as proceeding from the statement that there is the one or the other.
No, it's just it's a suggestion that the familiar view seems to be that these two limiting views, so to speak, are not good. There is some other thing.
Yes.
But the other thing is not yet specified.
Yes.
And I think there are four or five alternatives that can be articulated.
Yes.
And could be in these particular contexts. That's what, just as a matter of the sequence of our discussion, I think it would be more promising if, instead of coming to issues like this one as metaphysical issues in the history of Western philosophy, we came to them within their specific polemical contexts in these different scientific controversies.
Sure.